September 13th, 2016.
That's a few rabbis. Every time we got a new rabbi, he has permission again.
Okay.
Say the Shia.
I don't think Rabbi needs to ask me permission.
Base. Yeah. I want to start again.
Right.
Just to review a little bit, we're learning the fourth perek that has all the dinim about ben pekua. Ben pekua means when a cow that's pregnant and has an uber inside. So not only is it shechita chal on the mother, shechita is chal on the uber inside as well. So here on Ayin Dalet, we're in the middle of the sugya, so we'll go back to the Mishnah Ayin Dalet and Aleph. So the Mishnah has a machloik, a fundamental machloik, is Rab Meir and the Chachamim regarding the details. So if you have a ben ches, by behema gasa, the pregnancy is 9 months. By behema daka, the pregnancy is 5 months. So if you have a behema gasa gives birth to a flood only after, in the middle of the 8th month, that's considered a nefel. That's loikol alachadoshev. And we assume shechita won't even help. You're never supposed to shecht any animal until after it reaches the 8th day. It's based on the pasuk in Chumash. It says when you have shorah kesav eis ki yivoled, when a behemah is born by yeshiva samim tachasimo, you should let it stay with the mother for the first 7 days of its life. You're allowed to bring it as a carbon only after the 8th day. So the Gemara assumes that the reason, the background for this din is that sometimes it'll be a suffix whether the vlad was kol alechadoshev or kol alechadoshev, was it a full term pregnancy or not. So if it survives till the 8th day, we have the right to assume that it probably was kol alechadoshev. The same thing, pidyon haben, is on the Yom Lamed Aleph, on the 31st day after a baby is born, a pchor, after a baby is born. So why is that? So the Gemara assumes you can never tell whether it's a full-term pregnancy or not. So if it's not a full-term pregnancy, the vlad is going to be a nefel, so there's no mitzvah pidyon haben. So if the baby survives till the 31st day, we assume it wasn't an eifel. But regarding pidyon haben, the din is even if you know that it was post-mature, you know it's a 10-month pregnancy, bevada it's a 10-month pregnancy, the din still is you have to wait till the 31st day to do the pidyon haben. Even if you do the pidyon haben in the middle of the 31 days, you're not yetzer, it'll be a bracha levat tola. The same thing by the korban, even if you know that it's a full-term pregnancy, post-mature, is more than 9 months, still the halacha says you cannot bring it as a korban till the 8th day. That's Xeris HaKos, but the Gemara understood from the Pasuk that you have to wait by Behemoth till the 8th day, and you have to wait by Odom till the 31st day to make sure that it should be Yotze Mechlal Sofik Nefel. So if I shecht the cow that's pregnant, and it has an uber inside of it, that's a Ben Ches, that's not a full-time pregnancy, whether it's alive or dead. Even if it's alive, it's still considered a Nefel, because it didn't yet have a full-time pregnancy. Or if inside is an uber which is a bentes meis, a dead uber, even if it had a full-time pregnancy, but now it's dead already. So then all the tanaim agree that the shechit of the mother is chal on the uber, even though the uber is a nevela already, it's dead already. That's the halacha. The shechit on the mother is chal on the uber. What happens if you shecht the mother, the pregnant mother, and inside is a bentes chai, a full-term pregnancy, and the animal is alive? So that's a machleg satanai. So Reb Meir is of the opinion that the shechit on the mother is not chal on the uber, and we don't pass like that. We pass like the chachamim, That's the last line on Ayin Dal Adam and Alpha. Chacham Emar, Mishchita Sima Mitaharosa. The Shchita of the mother is Chal on the Uber as well. Even though the Uber is a Bentes Chai, it's a Chiyuz Bifnei Atzmai, still it's Chal. Why does the Mishnah use the Loshch Shchita Sima Mitaharosa? The din is that Shchita accomplishes two things. Shchita, if an animal dies a natural death, so it's Asim Achilas and Isin Nevela. And if an animal dies a natural death, it has Tumas Nevela. So here the Loshan, the Mishnah is a little strange. The Shchita of the mother is Chal on the Uber to be Mitar Midei Nevela. It's more than that. The Shchita on the mother is Chal on the Uber with respect to being allowed to eat it as well. So the Gemara may pick up on this. The Gemara is going to discuss a little bit. So it's a Machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi and the Chachamim, whether the din of Ben Peku applies even in the case when the Uber is a Ben Tes, Chai. Then they quote a third opinion on the top of Ayin Dal on the base of Shimon Shizuri, rarely quoted in the Mishnah. So Shimon Shizuri says, Afila ben Chomashanim, even if this Uber is 5 years old, the Chorish Basadbe, and he's doing work on the farm, they're using this animal, the plow on the farm, still Shchita Sima Mitaharasa. In other words, it's not an Eichel, he says it. He says the same as the Chachamim Maimrim. But Meir says the only time the Shechita and the mother is Chal on the Uber is when the Uber is an Eifel. But if the Uber is a Vlad Bar Kayama, the Shechita and the mother is not Chal, and we don't pass like him, we pass like the Chachamim, and Shem Shizuri says the same thing. So that's what the Gemara asks. What is he's saying the same thing as the Chachamim Maimrim and the Eresha. That's, I think, we left off on Ayin Heyam and Beis, about 15 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes this line from the Mishnah, Shem Shizuri Amer, Afila, even if the Vlad was full-term pregnancy and it was born and it's not a Nephil, it didn't die within 8 days, didn't die within 31 days, it's already 5 years old, it's a Vaday, not a Nephil. So he says he's still known the Shechita. So the Gemara asks, Hayna Tana Kama, that's the same as the Chachamim, Marmim, and the Reisha. So what is he adding on? So the Gemara says, no, the Machlokes is whether there's a din of Marisayin Midirabbanan. And to the Gemara of Kana, if it's Gavi Karki, he can be now. When you shech the mother and there's a Ben Tes Chai, so then if the Vlad is born and it jumps out on the ground and it's walking around, so then the Tanakama holds Shechita Sima Mitaharosoi, the Shechita of the mother removes the Tumas Nebelis, but it's going to be also Bachila, you have to shech the Vlad. The Vlad needs its own Shechita Mishum Arisai. People are going to see a normal animal and you just shot it and you ate it, the people are going to think that he's eating the vela. So that's where Shem Shizuri disagrees, and he says even if the Vlad is 5 years old, it's Vaday not an Eifel, it's 5 years old, and it's roaming around, looks like a regular animal, still he says there's no problem on Marisan. That's right. So that's it. The Gemara said that's the machlekes between the Chachamim and the Reisha and Rab Shem Shizuri. Now, on Omer Aleph, on the bottom of Omer Aleph, before we continue, on the bottom of Omer Aleph, there was the following discussion. Omer Abami, that's four lines from the bottom. What's a din? A shechta, a cow that's pregnant, and the mother cow is a trefa, for some reason or another, has a broken leg in such a way that it makes it a trefa, whatever, has some kind of a trefus. So the shechita of a trefa is only valid, is only relevant to be mitayim dei nevela. When the animal, when I shechta it, normally when an animal dies, it's a metame to Mr. Bed, metame be magal mas. So if I shecht it, it's not metame. So even if it turns out, even if the animal happens to be a treif, I shecht it, so it's not considered an avela. It doesn't have to, the shechita of a treif is not mata b'achilo, but it is metame de an avela. So he has a discussion. Shecht es ha treifo, motzba ben tes chai, and inside there's the cow is pregnant, and there's a ben tes chai, so the shail is the shechita can help or hinder with respect to the Ben Tes Chai. So Rabbami makes a statement, Adivri Ha'oiser, if the din would have been like Reb Meir in the Mishnah, who says that the Shechit on the mother is not Chal on a Ben Tes Chai, we don't accept his opinion. Shechit the mother is not Chal if the Vlad has its own Chiyus. So the Adivri Ha'oiser, according to Reb Meir's opinion, Matir. In this case, no problem. A Shechit to the mother is a Trefa. The Shechita on the mother is only Chal on the mother with his vis-a-vis the time de nevela, and then the Vlad is at Ben Tes Chai, so needs its own Shechita. So you shech the Vlad, it'll be Muta Bachila, no problem. However, the Dibur HaMata, but the way we pass from the Halacha, that the Shechita of the mother, the pregnant mother, is Chal on the Uber, even if the Uber is a ben tescha, even though it has a chiyus lifnei atzma. So the diri hamatir oiser, then there's no way to eat the uber. Why? Because the shechita on the mother can't be chal on the uber lahatir b'achila. It can't be on the mother. The mother is a treifa. So if he's shechting the mother, the shechita on the mother is only chal with respect to the time of the nevela. So it can't be that the shechita on the mother is going to be chal on the uber to a greater extent than it was chal on the mother. It's only chal on the mother vis-a-vis the time of the nevela. So it can't be chal on the uber even with respect to the hatar b'achila. So, and then the shaila is, okay, so let me shech the uber now. So, but if you all like the chachamim, that the shechit on the mother is chal on the uber, even when the uber is a ben teschai, so it's already geshochten, so you can't shech an animal that's geshochten already. So that's how Rabbami says. Divrei hamater, the way we pass from halacha, that shechit on the pregnant mother helps is chal on the uber, even though the uber is a ben teschai. So it can't have its own shechit, and it can't be niter, can't be muta b'achila based on the shechit on the mother. The mother was a treifa. Divrei hamater oiser. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Rav Amar. We don't paskin like Rabbami. We paskin Rabbi Ami lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav lived in Bavel. So usually when there's a machlekes between Bavli and Yerushalmi, we usually follow the Bavli. So the Gemara presents it as if they were living at the same time, talking to each other. They live in different countries, different generations. Rabbi Rabasi was students of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Rabasi, second generation. Rabbi was later. They weren't talking to each other. But the Gemara puts it together. Rabbi Yami holds that Shechita is not chal on a behemoth that's a ben pekur. Since he can't shech the ben pekur, it's already nishchat, kishoch adami. And Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yami, he passed like Rabbi, the divrei hamata nami muter. Even if you hold like the Chachamim, that the Shechitan mother is chal on the uber, even if the uber is a ben teschai. And in this case, I shech that the mother is a treifa. The Shechitan the mother cannot be chal on the uber to a greater extent than it's chal on the mother. It's only chal on the uber vis-a-vis the time of day and avail. It won't be chal ha-te b'achilo. So, whereas Rabbami says, and now you can't shech the Vlad, because the Vlad is already kishoch adomi, it's not nitfas and Shechita, so we pass like Rav. The divrei hamata nami muta, I can shech the uber. Why? Because dalit simonim achshe berachmanim. Whenever you shech an animal, you have to shech two simonim, the kon and the veshet, the windpipe and the food pipe. So you have an option, you can either shech the mother who is pregnant with this uber, or when the uber is born, you can shech the uber's two simonim, and that'll be mata b'achila. So that's how the Gemara said, that's how we pass like Rova. So we had, in the beginning of the parak, we were learning about this din of ben pekua. So the Mishnah had the following din. You have, the uber is inside the rechem of the mother, and sticks out a leg. So we passed on halacha, there were different opinions. We passed on halacha, that leg is asa b'achila. And even if the animal pulls the leg, even if the uber pulls the leg back in before he shech the mother, it's not nita b'shechita sina. That was based on the pasuk, u'basa basa de treifa lo yisachelu. If you have an animal that's a treifa, basode, so you're not allowed to eat. What's the difference, basode, but ear? Why does it make a difference? So the Gemara said, basode has the connotation, kim shiotza basar chutz lemchitzasoi nesa. Basode means it's where it didn't belong. So when is something where it didn't belong? The Gemara had a whole bunch of cases. So one case was, if you have korbanos kochi kochim, so where it belongs is the azara. The kohanim kochi kochim is chatas and oshim. And the menachas, so chatas and asham and menachas have to be in the azar. If you take it out chutz lazar, it doesn't belong there. So that's called kimish yotze basa chutz lemchitzas and nesar nipsal b'yotze. Even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. That's called basade yotze basa chutz lemchitzas. Kochim kalim anechal b'chol Yerushalayim. So if you take the sar kochim kalim out of Yerushalayim, then you bring it back in, it's not going to be muta b'achilat. It's nipsal b'yotze is pasul. And it's you're over on this lab of basam asad the tray for those achelu yotze chutz lemchitzas. So what else was another example? Sometimes you have an animal that has a broken leg. So sometimes that's what we're going to learn later. Sometimes the leg is broken in such a way it makes the whole animal a treifa, and sometimes the animal is not a treifa. But that leg from the break on, that's considered basu ve'eva hamedul dolim bebehema chay ve'yoyif. The part of the limb that's dangling and is not really fully attached, has no chiyus, not fully attached to the animal, that's an isa treifa, that's considered basa, yotza basa chutzlum chitzasa. And then this was also a basa chutz l'mechitzasa. If you have a ben pekua, so the mechitzah is the rechamimo. So if it sticks out a leg, the leg that was stretched out, chutz l'rechem ha'em, it's considered basa shiatza chutz l'mechitzasa. So even if the uber pulls it back in before he shech the mother, it's going to be asa b'achila. So that's where we have the beginning of the case. So that's the din of Shulchan Aruch. If you have a ben pekua and the leg was stuck out before you shechted the mother, even if it pulled it back in, you're not allowed to eat the leg. So should we say dalet siman machshav erachmanim? Now I have the vlad, so let me take a knife and shech the vlad. I should say either the vlad can be muta if the vlad is muta based on the shechita and the mother. So the shechita and the mother, this eva was yatzah chutz l'mechitzasai, because the mechitza is the rechem of the mother. But now let me shech the vlad himself, now that the vlad was born. So Taisus says on the base that that's not going to work. This Taisus is ben pekua on dafai and hemen base. We assume Shulchan Aruch, the shechita is not going to help. The whole ben pekua is already nishchak, kishochad dami. Over here in this case, the mother was a trefa, this in the bottom of Ayin Hey Manav, it's a different case. The mother was a trefa, has a broken leg, and the whole mother is a trefa. So the whole shechit on the mother is only chal vis-a-vis the time of day and avail. It's not chal at all with respect to heter achila. And it cannot be that the shechit is chal on the mother only lachatzoin, shechit is chal on the mother only with respect to the time of day and avail, and on the uber inside is going to be chal to a greater extent than on the mother. It can't be. It can't be that it's going to be matah. So the shechita was never chal at all on the uber with respect to heter achila. So that's what the Gemara says. Davus siman machshav berachmana. When the uber is born, I can shech the uber. It can have its own independent shechita. But if the uber was all inside the mother and the shechita was perfect shechita, I shechted the mother and the shechita was both linyan heter achila and linyan etam de nevel. And the shechita and the mother was chal on the uber with respect to both, just on one limb. It stretched out one leg before the shechit on the mother, but the shechit on the rest of the behema, on the rest of the uber, was a full shechit, both la'ata b'achila and l'tarm de nevela. So you cannot shecht the uber when it's born later on. This, the neck where you want to shecht is all kishochet domi, kishochet legamri, legabi tumas nevelas and legabi heter achila. So you wouldn't say dalet siman machshav berachmana in that case. So now the Gemara has another case. And here there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. So we in Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like the Taisus. So the Gemara has on Ayin Hey and the days. Where are we up to yet? Amar Rab Misharshia, after the two dots, the Gemara says, what's the difference between Rab Shimon Shizuri and the Chachamim Amram? They both said the same thing, that the Heta Ben Pekua is even valid if the Uber is a Ben Teschai, even if it has a Chias Bifnei Atzmai. So why are they quoted in the Mishnah as saying two different things? Gemara says, Reb Shimon Shizuri says, even if the behemoth is 5 years old and it's roaming around, a behemoth like all the behemoths, you don't have to worry about marisai. Everybody will know. Ben Pekua is an unusual story. And we don't pass like him, we pass like the Chachamim, that the Shechita Sima Mitaharosa, the Shechita the mother is only Chal on the Vlad, Aloch HaLamaisa, with respect to removing Tumas Nevelus, but it's not Chal Agabi Achila Midirabbanam, because of the marisai. So now the Gemara has a shaila. Amra Misharshia, the Dibre Ha'emer Choshishim Mizer Ha'av, Choshishim Mizer Ha'av. We didn't get to it yet. It's really a machlokes and an expert. An expert is about Osa V'Ezbeno. So the Chumash has a din, Shorba said, Osa V'Ezbeno, Lo Sishchato B'Yamechot. So it's written in the masculine, Osa V'Ezbeno. It sounds like he's shechting the male father and the Vlad, which is a Zachar also. Shor Osa Also, so the Gemara says, even though that's how the pasuk is written in the masculine, it's a machlokes hatanaim whether we paskin like that. Why? By human beings. So let's say a Jewish couple has babies. So the father is a kohen, the mother is not a kohen. The father is from Shevet Yisachar, and the mother is from Shevet Zvulun. So we have the pasuk in the beginning of the very beginning of Chumash Bamidbar. The Mishpachosim Leves Havosim, when they took a census and had to determine how many members there are who are right to serve in the army. And Beresim Shalom Amalo, so they had to figure out how many soldiers from Shevet Yisachar, how many soldiers from Shevet Zvulun. So the Pasuk says, Le Mishpachosim Leves Havosim, which has the connotation, Mishpachasav Kurim Mishpacha, Mishpachasim, Ainakurim Mishpacha. We explain in Parsha Zachar and Mois Kedoshim, it gives you a list of prohibited marriages. That's called Gili Arayis. Which relatives you're not allowed to marry. So there the Chumash doesn't say members of the Mishpacha. There it says Ishish or Kol Sher Besoroi. A seekable legal service. So Sher Basar means relatives, but whether from the father's side or the mother's side. But whenever you talk about a din on Mishpacha, to determine whether the person is a Kohen Levi or Yisrael, or what Shevet he belongs to, that's an inyan on Mishpacha, that's not an inyan on Sher Basar. So that depends dafka on Mishpacha Sad Kohen Mishpacha, Mishpacha Sad Mene Kohen Mishpacha. Or for example, Hilchas Yerusha. So the Chumash says if a person dies, the sons get Yerusha, no sons, the daughter gets. No daughters, so the father gets, the brothers get, sisters get, the whole story. Then it says, Mimishpachta v'yoroshoysa. You get the closest member of the family, Mishpacha, not Sher Bosa. So that's what the Gemara says, only relatives from the father's side. If I have cousins from my mother's side, cousins from my father's side, the relatives from the mother's side, I don't yarshin them and they don't yarshin me. We're related to Sher Bosa, but it's not a kurva of Mishpacha. And the Rambam has something about Psuliatis also. The Rambam says that Kroivim Apostle Aedis is Kroivim Mitzad Ha'av from the father's side. Then he says Kroivim or relatives from the mother's side, Apsule Midibre Sofrim. So there's a big case of Mishnah there. Midibre Sofrim is always a question. And the Rambam, whether he means that it's a Dinder Rabbanon, or he means that it's a Torah Sheval Peh, and it's a Dinder Isa. So the case of Mishnah thinks that it means that it's Torah Sheval Peh, it's a Dinder Isa. And others wanted to learn before the days of the Rabbi Yosef the Karab, before the Kes Mishnah, they thought that the Rama meant that relatives from the mother's side are only postulators from the Rabban. So there are dinim that depend on Sher Basa, there are dinim that depend on Mishpacha. So we know, well, what's the upshot of the story? That you have relatives from mother's side and the father's side, but the relatives from the mother's side have an added feature. Not only is it Sher Basa, it's Mishpacha as well. So now the Gemara has a Shailam and a get to Behemoth. That's as far as people are concerned. Let's say, by Jews it makes a difference whether you're a Kohen or Levi, you saw they belong to Shevet Zvulun, they belong to Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Yehuda. What about by non-Jews? Does it make any difference what nationality he belongs to? Yeah, so we have Dinim, Amon Amoyov, you're not allowed to marry Amon Amoyov, Mitzvah V'adoymi, you're allowed to marry Dor Shlishi, Avalahem Kal Hashem. Different in Amalek, we have a special place in our heart for Amalekim, special deen. So how do we establish whether any given person is an Amaleki or Zainumis? How do you determine what the status of the child is if there's a mixed marriage? So the Gemara says in the end of Kedushin, it's all determined by Mishpacha. It has to be, in order for someone to be an Amalek, he has to be a Ben Acha, Ben Acha, Ben all the way back. He has to have the whole Yichus. There's no concept of Sher Basa Benim. It has to be based on Mishpacha. So now the Gemara has the Shaila. What about by Behemoth? Do you establish Yuchsin by Behemoth? What do you mean Yuchsin by Behemoth? There's no Amaleki, there's no Mitzvah, there's nothing. So the Shaila is Osebe Ezbeno. You're not allowed to Shecht Osebe Ezbeno because there's a yachas, there's a kurva, there's a relationship between a parent and a child. So that's when the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe it's only the mother with the child, because the mother carries the child for 5 months, for 9 months, whatever it happens to be. Behema Daka has 5 months, Behema Gasa has 9 months. So maybe only the mother has a yachas with the child. Maybe the father doesn't have any yachas. So that's the original machlokes in the Mishnayos, in the next perek. Perek Osev Ezbeno, those Osev Ezbeno apply to the father and the child. As the simple reading of the Chumash says, Shora se osav ezbeno, lo sish chatu b'yoy mechot, or should I say the pasuk is not meduyak? It only applies to osav ezbeno. Maybe it only goes on the mother with the child, but the father with the child, there's no din of osav ezbeno. So we paskin every day that it's a sveke redina. We paskin yenar ladashecht osav ezbeno, the father and the child, but you wouldn't give any malchus because it's a sveka redina. Whether that's called choshishim lezera ha'av or ain't choshishim lezera ha'av. How do you establish, how do you determine what the status of the child is? Is the status of the child by behemoth, is it only determined by the mother? Or is it biologically certainly determined by the father also? There's no machlokes about that. Biologically certainly the DNA is going to be a combination of the mother and the father. But the shad is al pidin, whether the father plays a role in establishing the status of the vlad. And the same shayla would be, let's say, The Gemara has been a get to chaylev. Chaylev of a behema is asa, chaylev of a chaya is mutter. So let's say you have a hybrid, a zohar and a cave, a mate, and they have a vlad, a behema with a chaya can have vladas together. So let's say one is, let's say the mother is a chaya and the father is a behema. So if you ignore the father in establishing the status of the vladas, so the vlad is a chaya, and chaylev chaya is mutter. But if you do consider the fact that there is a father, you say, you are choshishim lezerahav, we do consider a yachas in between the father. The mother is always a yachas by the baby. The mother carried the baby for 9 months or for 5 months. But the shaila is, by the choshishim lezerahav also, that the father play a role or not in establishing the status of the child, benegeh too, is it a behemah or is it a chayah? That's negeh to kisi adam also. Kisi adam only applies to chayah v'yof, does not apply to Behema. Behema does not need Kisi Adam. And Zerol HaChayim HaKeva, that's called Matonis. Zerol HaChayim HaKeva only applies to Behema, so it doesn't apply to Chayis. That's how the Pasuk says, only to Behema, not to Chayis. So that'll be a Shaila La'aloch in a few cases. If the father was a Chay, the mother is a Behema. The father is a Behema, the mother is a Chaya. If you say Choshin Hashem Zerahav, then the Vlad is a hybrid. Then it's a half Behema, half Chay. And if you say Ein Choshishim Zerahav, then the Vlad, even though biologically is certainly a hybrid, but Al Pi Halacha will only consider him with the status of the mother. So the Gemara has a funny case over here. If you have a Ben Pekua, which doesn't lend itself to Shechita, we're assuming that there's no such thing as Dalet Siman and Machshav Erechman. I have a Ben Pekua, a regular Ben Pekua, doesn't lend itself to Shechita, mates with a normal Behema Ma'al Yisa, which is not a Ben Pekua. And then they have a vlad. So what's the status of the vlad? So if the din would be ein choshishim lezerahav, we ignore the father and the status of the child is established, whether it's a behema or a chaya, or whether there's a din of osel es beno, he's not related to the father. Or you ignore the father on the halacha, you only consider the mother. So if the father was a ben pekur, the mother's a regular behema ma'al yisa, so the vlad is a regular behema ma'al yisa. So the Gemara said, but if you hold laman de yomar. Yes, choshishim lezerahav. V'divrei ha'omer choshishim lezerahav. If you hold that the vlad is misyachas after the father by behemoth, either as a vaday or as a suffix, the different opinions in the next perek. But the choshishim lezerahav b'toras vaday, because the pasuk says osol yezbeno, shorasa osol yezbeno lo sishchato. Says in the masculine, or one time holds that it's a sveiket adina, so misofik. If you hold that you have choshen means that it's a suffix, you consider the status of the father. So what would be the din by ben pekua habal behema ma'al yisa, a zocher ben pekua mates with a regular normal behema? So the vlad is going to be a hybrid. It's going to be a blend of both the mother and the father. So it's going to be a half ben pekua, half not ben pekua. So half, 50% of the vlad does not lend itself to shechita. The Ben Pekur part does not lend itself to Shechita. The Behema Ma'al Yisa part does lend itself to Shechita. So you have a half doesn't lend itself to Shechita. It means you can't shecht the vlad. So the Gemara says in such a case, Havlad Eilo Takona, that vlad you can't eat. You won't be able to eat that vlad. The father was a Ben Pekur. The father didn't eat Shechita. At least Menator, the father didn't eat Shechita. But the vlad is half Ben Pekur, half not Ben Pekur. So you can't even shecht it because the Shechita is not Chal. On a Ben Pekur. So Rashi has a comment on this Gemara that this is only if you would have held like Rabbami on the bottom of Amaral. But since the din is like Rabba, we pass the Dalet Zemana, Machshavei Rachmana. So what's the problem? Even though the Vlad is half Ben Pekur and half Behema Ma'al Yisa, even if it'll be all Ben Pekur, it would lend itself to Shechit. So you shech the Vlad and it'll be Mutter, there's no problem. That's what Rashi says over here. This Gemara goes shaloi kalocha. Gemara is going with the opinion that you don't say. Rashi writes over here two lines. V'leislei the Rav Misharshia, the one who says this din is Rav Misharshia. I'm Rav Misharshia. So v'leislei the Rav Misharshia, hodi amaron liel on the bottom of Amar Aleph, dala semana machshebe rachman. That's what Rashi writes. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, and the Tosis opinion is what's quoted in Yerudeya, that it's not correct, that if you have a real Ben Pekua, everyone agrees it doesn't lend itself to Shechita. The only time it says over here, the Ben Pekur, Dalet Siman, Machshavei Rachmana, that's because the mother was a Treifa. And the Shechita on a Treifa is not Chal vis-a-vis Heter Achir. The Shechita on a Treifa is only Chal with respect to the time of day Nevela. And the Shechita on the Uber can't be Chal to a greater extent than it's Chal on the mother. So the Shechita on the mother was never Chal. You see from this Gemara like that. Let's say, I shech the behemah, and then I cooked the flesh with milk. So the Shechita was perfect. I cooked the milk, I made a Treifa, made it Bosa B'chol. So what's the story? I shech the behemah, that's a Treifa. So the Shechita is mitarmid day nevel. But you're not allowed to eat it. Why are you not allowed to eat it? So I would have said, because it's unhealthy. The animal was a Treifa, so it's unhealthy. So you can get sick. So that's what the Torah says. But the Shechita is a perfect Shechita. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a sickly animal. It's a Treifa. That's what after the people died from the mad cow disease. So they wrote in the newspapers that a lot of the goyim in America and Canada started to buy kosher meat because they realized that if they would have had kosher meat, there's no way in the world that they would have shechted this animal that was diseased with the mad cow disease. It was a treifa. It's worse than a treifa. So if you would have asked me, if you wouldn't look at any gemaras, one would have thought that shechita of a treifa is chal 100%, and it's a separate isa because it's not healthy to eat the treifa. So you see from this gemara that's not the pshat. Shechita of a treifa is an incomplete shechita. It's only chal lachatzoyim. The shechita of a treifa is only chal with respect to the time of the nevela. It's not chal at all with respect to heter achila. And that's what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out to Rambam. Rambam quotes a passage from the Sifra, from the Toras Kohanim. There's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in Makkos. How much treifa food do you have to eat in order to get malchus? So one tan is all the opinion. Kol shehu lemalchus. You don't need a kazaisa. Lama kazaisa elalinyan chatas bilvad. If a person eats chela b'shoigeg, chelav adam b'shoigeg, he only is chayiv chatos if he ate a kazais. If he ate less than a kazais, then you're not chayiv chatos. But if he does the aver b'mesid, so he gets malchus even if he eats less than a kazais. That's one tana holds like that. We don't pass like that. We pass on that it's only chatzis shia, so there's no malchus. We assume chatzis shia is awesome in a Torah, it's an isa deraisa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, but there's no malchus on that. So you only get malchus if you eat a kazais. So then there's a further machlokes hatanaim, a gazayis of what? What should the gazayis consist of? Let's say I have a ham sandwich. There's a lot of bread and there's very little ham. So the ham is less than the gazayis, but the ham sandwich together has a full gazayis. So one time is of the opinion, hetem it starfli yisa. I ate a gazayis of food, ain't achila p'chusim a gazayis. If you eat less than a gazayis, it's not called achila. I had an achila. I ate a gazayis of food. The gazayis consisted of 4/5 bread and 1/5 ham. So I did a maisachil on the ham. So that's the opinion of one tana. We don't pass like that. We pass again, ain't had to mit star fleas. You have to have a gazayis of treifas in order to get malchus. Then there's a further machlokes hatanaim in Mishnayos. What if I have a half a gazayis of nevela and a half a gazayis of basa b'cholov? Two different isurim. Two totally different isurim, unrelated isurim. So that's a further machlokes hatanaim. So where Meir is of the opinion, whatever you're not allowed to eat is included in that lav, l'socha kol te'eva. So the half a kazayis of chazon, half a kazayis of basa b'cholov, are mitztarfim. So we don't paskin like that either. We paskin ein isurim mitztarfim zeh. Zeh, the two isurim are only mitztarfim, it's a mishnah me'ila. Two isurim are only mitztarfim if it's shem echod and shir echod. It has to be shmoshem shavim, it has to be shirem shavim. So let's say you have the following case. Let's say you have nivlas behema, nivlas chaya, and nivlas of. Each one has a different flavor, and each one was cooked differently. One was roasted, one was fried, one was baked. It doesn't make a difference. It's all shem echad. Nevelas, nevelas, nevela. It's all the same thing. It doesn't make a difference whether nivlas behema, nivlas chaya, nivlas of, the shiras kazayis. So it's shmasem shavim. It's all shem nevela, and shirem shavim, the shiras kazayis. So then it's mitzvah from Yachad. So the Rambam writes an interesting chiddush. He quotes it from the Toras Kohanim, from the Sifra, that if you eat a half a kazayis of nevela and half a kazayis of treifa, they're mitzvah from Yachad. Why should it be mitzvah from Yachad? Half a kazayis of nevela and half a kazayis of chazer are not mitzvah from Yachad. This is behemet tamei and this is nevela. So why should treifa be mitzvah with nevela? So you see from that Toras Kohanim that the Rambam quotes, he didn't make it up. He's quoting it from the Toras Kohanim. You see that treifa tchilas nevela. The treifa is not a separate issue. Not that the shechita is chal legamrei and there's a side issue that you're not allowed to eat it because it's diseased and it may be unhealthy, it may get sick. That's not the story. The din is when you shech the trefer, the shechita is only chal achatzot. Shechita is only chal with respect to the time of day of Eila. Shechita is not chal with respect to lahata b'achilo. Yeah. That the Gemara says there would be. I swallow a whole bug. So if you eat a berry less than a kadais, the Gemara says you are loike. That is correct. Yeah. Berry has the hashivas. The only reason why you need a kadais should have the hashivas. So if it's a berry a shlema, a whole bug that's not missing any part of it, so then it has the hashivas. So you also loike.
Did the Rambam hold because it was not a shechita or trefas tchilas nevela? So it's nevela, not that. Why were you saying that you...
Just like if an animal died a natural death, it's a nevela, it doesn't help if I'm going to shecht it now. It's already dead. So even though the animal is alive, but it's a trefer, so that's tchilos nevela. The shechita can't be chal if the animal is dead already. So here it's half dead. So the shechita is only chal on the trefer vis-a-vis lehater letar min de nevela. Shechita is not chal vis-a-vis lehater b'achilos. Rav Soloveitchik told over when Rav Chaim was bar mitzvah, he was learning chulin. And his father, the Beis Halevi, told him he should say his own shtickle Torah. His father didn't give him a dvar Torah. So this was his bar mitzvah drosha. He brought a whole bunch of rice from the Gemara, from that Rambam, that the shechita is not chal on a trefa, vis-a-vis heterachil. It's not that the shechita is chal agamre and there's a side issa because it's diseased, because it's not healthy, but rather because it's a trefa, tchilas nevela, so the shechita is not chal. Like shechting an animal that died already. So this was one of the rice. Rabbi Yosef Engel has the same in his sefer. He brings all these rice also. He's asked from their rice. So that's what Tosfos says on Omer Aleph. We pass like Rav the Dalet Siman and Machshav Rachman. Why shechita is chal on the uber? Because the uber never had a shechita vis-a-vis achila. Only had a shechita vis-a-vis the time of day nevela. Because the uber, the shechita on the mother can't relate to the uber to a greater extent than it relates to the mother. The matzina tofel chomer and eiker, and the shechita on the mother was only chal legabi. The time they nevela is never chal legabi achilo. In that case, Rabbi says dalat simanim achshav achmana. The ben pekua lends himself to shechita, but in the case of Amid Beis, that it's a ben pekua. The father was a ben pekua, the mother was a behemah malia, so they made it together. Then the Vlad, if you hold, biologically the Vlad is certainly a blend of both, it's a hybrid. But if you hold up, that the status of the father plays a role in determining the status of the Vlad with respect to whether it's a behema or a chaya, with respect to also the Zmano, so then it'll be relevant here also. If you hold, and the mother's behema malyasa, so the Vlad is behema malyasa. But if you hold choshishim lezerahav, so the father was a ben pekua, so the Vlad is going to be a hybrid. It's going to be half ben pekua, half behema malyasa. So Tosfos says, you can't say over here, that, like Rashi says, dalet simanim achshav achmanah. No, the Vlad is half ben pekua, so the Vlad, a ben pekua, doesn't lend itself to shechita. Even Rabbi agrees to that. Rabbi Anomanal says that's a different case, because the shechita of the mother was never chal on the Vlad, was never chal on the uber vis-a-vis heter achila. But over here, where it said the father was a regular ben pekua, and the Vlad will be a half ben pekua, so there's nothing to discuss.
Ben pekua is kosher
lekarban. Ben pekua is, we had the Gemara before, ben pekua is not kosher lekarban because you have to have shechita kabbalah haylach hazrika, you have to have dalar avodas adam. You need shechita not only because you can't eat it if it's in a veda, you need shechita as an avoda. You have to have shechita with the shechtet lishma. So since Ben Pekua doesn't lend itself to Shechita, so the Gemara said you can't bring it as a Korban Pesach or as any other Korban. Ben Pekua is not kosher a Korban, because it doesn't lend itself to Shechita.
Does it matter if it's reverse, that the mother is a Ben Pekua and the father is a Behemah Malyasa?
That'll also be a problem. It'll be an issue. If you hold Ein Choshishim Lezerahav, you ignore the father, Al Pi Halacha. So then the Vlad will be a regular Ben Pekua. If you have Choshishim Lezerahav, then the Vlad is going to be a hybrid, and then he doesn't lend itself to Shechita. You can't eat it the way it is because it's a half Behema Malyasa. You can't shecht it because it's a half Ben Pekua. It doesn't lend itself to Shechita. It'd be the same issue. Fine. So there was a machlokes hatanoim. We don't paskul like Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if it's a ben teschai, is the behemoth, the cow is pregnant with a ben teschai, as a chias bifnei atzmai, so there's no din of ben pekut. So we don't accept his opinion. We paskin, even if it's ben teschai, has a din of ben pekut, but the Mishnah had a machlokes chachamim and Rav Shimon Shazuri. So what's the machlokes? Is there an issue of marisai? So the Tanakhama says, he holds only shchita sinu metaharasa. The shchita of the mother is good for the vlad to remove tumas nevelas, but halacha lemaise, midirabbanan, you're going to need shchita because mishum marisayin. Shem Shizuri says, you don't have to worry about marisayin, even if the baby is 5 years old and doing regular work like any other animal, you don't have to worry about marisayin. So the Gemara says now, even though we don't pass like Rab Shimon, we may not pass, and there's going to be a discussion. Do we pass like Rab Shimon Shizuri or not? Even if one will assume that we don't pass like Rav Shimon Shizuri, but there are cases where the Chachamim will agree that you don't have to be concerned about Marisai. What's the case? Amar Abai, Hakol Maidim, all the Tanoim would agree, even the Chachamim, who are concerned about Marisai, would agree. We call it Ben Pekua. You have a Ben Pekua, Hifis HaGabi Karka, it's roaming around, it was born, if they shech the mother, then the Uber comes out, it's marching around, it's 5 years old, so it's a Marisayin case. So if there's something strange about the animal, in order to be established as a kosher animal, you have to be malager, mafis parsi, you have to have split hoofs. Once in a while you have an animal, that's born a lineage all the way back to Sheshes Mebreshes, the mother, the grandmother, great-grandmother, all the way back had malager, mafis parsi. The punct over here is a mutation, and this vlad today doesn't have mafis parsi. As parsos of klutos, the hooves are not split in the middle, it's one big hoof. So the din is that it's kosher anyway, because it came from a behemoth Torah, it's kosher. So he says that you don't need that this particular animal should be malager mafis parsa. It comes from a lineage that always had malager mafis parsa. So the din is that it's mut. So he says, Abai says, if you have a ben pekua that's hifris agabi karaka roaming around and it's 5 years old, and the Chachamim would say that there's a marisayin over here, you have to shecht it midrabanan, but if there's a case that it happens to be a kolut, that's very unusual, that's a mutation. Everybody in the neighborhood is going to notice the fact that this cow is a different kind of a cow. It doesn't have mafis parsa, so if it's called a ben puku, it's muta bachila, there's no marisayin, my time or why? Komilsa ditmiya, if it's a dova tamuat, something is very unusual, mitka dechirilo inshi. All the people in the neighborhood will remember the whole story. They'll remember the whole background. Oh, that's the Ben Pekua, and it has strange hoofs. It doesn't have split hoofs. Something strange over there. So then there's no Marisayin. That's the first version. If you have a Ben Pekua that should need Shechita Midrabbanan Shel Marisayin, but it happens to be a Kolut, that's a Dovah Tamut. Ika Diyamina, they say, Amar Abai, a different version of what Abai said, Hakal Moedim, even though the Chachamim don't accept Rav Shimon Shizuri, but in this case, they are concerned about Marisayin, but there will be a case where they would agree that Omar Hakal Moedim, we call it Ben Kluta Ben Pekua. You have to have a double Dovah Tamua. The one I want to shecht is a Kolot, and the mother was also a Kluta. The mother whom I shechted, and the Vlad came out, she was also a Kluta. We call it Ben Kluta Ben Pekua, Shemuta my Taima. Why is it Muta? Because train me, Mitka Dechiriyash. People will talk about it for years. I call it Ben Kluta, Ben Pekua. The whole thing is a strange story. So that's what the Gemara says, this Marisayin, all depends. Is there Marisayin, or is it going to be public knowledge? All the people in the neighborhood are going to be talking about this story. Here there's a famous story that's related in Hagos HaShri, on the side of the Rosh. In the regular Gemara, it's page 338, if you have a Rosh in the back. So on the right-hand column, page 338, they have the Hagos HaRosh. So they're both from the Arzaruah. Arzaruah is a big Sefer, has on the Seder of the Gemara, on Chulin, has Kemat Daf Al Daf. So it tells a story. Chenkos Rabbi Yehuda Mishapira. What does it say? Rab Shmari Kibal Merabba Merab Lezer Ben Rabbeinu Meshulam Sherab Shrebi Goen, who was the father of Rab Haigon, Osa Shtei Maisim. He had two heterim. So one of them was hiter levashal hayayin lachatchila lishtos and mabik achavim. We do it all the time. Yeah, the Gemara says that yayin mevushal, if a nochri takes the yayin mevushal and he pours it in front of the avodah zarah, so he makes it into yayin netzach. So that's also in our Torah, the Rambam says. But if a nochri handles wine, amid the rabbanon, if the nochri manufactures wine, he processes the wine, then you're not allowed to drink it because it may lead to intermarriage. That's Mishum B'din saying. But if the Nochri handles Jewish wine, so what do you mean? I'm going to marry his daughter because he handled my wine. If he made the wine, I may want to have life supply of wine. I may marry his daughter in order to have the Eibik Kikes. They'll give me the delicious wine. So that may lead to intermarriage. But if he handles a Jewish wine, why should that be? Also, so the Tanaim threw in a Nuchumer. Maybe the Nochri was Menasach Itla Vayrizar. Tosis writes down that Gemara and Abarizar. It's far-fetched. The goy was Menasachit L'Abarizar, then he's going to let me drink it. If it's holy wine, if it's Menasachit, he's not going to let the Jew drink it. So Tosis said, it's really a milsa de la shchicha. They would never have made Xera for such a far-fetched chashash. But once they made the Xera because of B'nai Sehem, that if a non-Jew processes the wine, you're not allowed to drink it because it may lead to intermarriage. So they threw in this in, they threw this added chumra in for good measure, that the wine should not only be asa b'chila, should be asa b'hanoa. Maybe the nochri was menasechet. A milsa de lo shchicha lo goz b'rabbana means you don't initiate exera because of a far-fetched chashash. But when you have already exera, you can expand it a little bit more. So if it would have only been because of the concern of mishum chasnus, it may lead to intermarriage, that's the same as bisholakum and pasakum, then it's only asa b'chila. They wouldn't have to asa b'hanoa. But because there's a far-fetched possibility, maybe he was menasechet l'avodah zarah, so they threw in and added Isa Hanoah, and even if he didn't process the wine, he's pouring wine, he's handling wine that was processed by a Jew, so I'm not going to marry his daughter, still there's a chashash, maybe he was menasechet. So the Gemara says, if you don't know that he was menasechet, just this far-fetched chashash, so if it's yayin mevushal, if the wine was cooked already, so since in the Beis HaMikdash you're not permitted to use Yayin Mevushal for Nisan HaYayin, so by the Yogdei Abed Zara, the Gemara assumes also they would never use it. If he takes a cup of tea and he pours it, a cup of coffee, if he actually pours it, L'Abed Zara becomes Yayin Esah. It'll become an Isa Deraisa. But if he didn't pour it, L'Abed Zara, just a Farfetch Chashash, maybe he was Menasachet, so that Chashash doesn't apply by Yayin Mevushal. So that's a Shaila. Maybe that Gemara meant that it's B'dievet. Are you allowed to cook wine v'lechatchila to make a yayin mevushal to rely on that heter? So he says the Rav Shreri Goin, the father of Rav Haigman, held that it's mutar lechatchila. That's what we do. We always have yayin mevushal. So even if a non-Jew will pour the wine at a wedding, it won't make a treif. So that was the one heter that they quote from him.
I thought that if I own the tea or the pot or the wine or anything, and the guy makes it into Avodah Zarah, it's not chal because it's not his item. I thought that we say that since it's my item,
Usually we learn the Gemara, ain't on the was a dovish ain't a shalot, but they might say, if he bows down to my cup of tea from a distance, then we say, ain't on the was a dovish ain't a shalot. His machshava, if he pours in milk into my flesh that's cooking on top of the gas range, so you don't say ain't on the was a dovish ain't a shalot. The basa b'chala becomes straight, you don't need anybody's kavana. But if you have an isa that depends on kavana, like Avodah Zarah, So if he stands from a distance and he bows down to the cup of coffee, we say en al mosad davar shein shalot. But if he pours the coffee, the shame of it is over. He does a ma'isa begufo, so then we say he does aser. Also b'ma'isa, he does aser. Yeah. So he quotes two psokim from the Rav Shreri Goin. So one was about the yayin mevushal. Then the other one was. Where's the other one? The gam b'nei pekuas ha'yulai had a couple of ben pekuas. Well, the shochat echad mehem, he shot them. Hamish nehem bekufitz. He had a hammer and he hit him over the head. Ben karnein v'hechilam bechupet. He fed them to the guests at a wedding. Why? Why did he do that? What happened to the din? There's a marisai midirabana. So he says, the Gemara said on our daf, whenever you have either dobe tamu, a trait to me, then nitkri mitka dechiri adah, the people will remember and there won't be any marazai. So he said this was such a dover tamua at the wedding. He shot the two animals and he told everybody it's a ben pekuah, and they're broiling everything and roasting it, and everybody was dancing and singing at the wedding. So this there was such a person with such a dover tamua. So just like the Gemara says, whenever there's a dover tamua, there's no marisayin. So that was the ma'aseh shohayim. A very strange story. So he should really write some more information about this story. But that's this Gemara. And he refers to this Gemara. Amar Abai, hakol moedim in ben pekuah, if it's a kolut, if it's a dov tamua, mikra
b'chiv. Why don't we say by like they have these like places where they have ben pekuah, it's like a range where like people can go hunting and stuff. So why don't we say that it's dov tamua that everyone knows, like this is a range.
Okay, so that's the shot of how far you go with this. In the case of the Gemara talks about kolut, and the Rav Shreri going out of Don by the wedding, the strange thing by the wedding. So that's the question, how far does he go with this Dava Tamu? Yeah.
What's the get of by Marasayan in general? It seems here that everybody knows and it's not Marasayan.
Right.
But we don't hold like that in a lot of people.
The Gemara makes a statement.
Everybody knows this guy's an Israeli. It's still not a lot of people.
Everybody knows an Israeli, but they don't realize that Israelis are only observed one day Yom Tov.
That's what everybody knows. Everybody knows.
I don't know. It's a good question. What the din is? Yeah. Here there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What's the nature of the din? I think we must have spoken about it when we started the Perek. It says in the Gemara, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Chanukah. If I have an apartment, I have a house that has windows on two different streets. So I light the menorah in one window, so I'm the Yotzei the Mitzvah. But there's an issue of a marasayin. The people who go on the other street will see that Shechter's apartment doesn't have a Chanukiah, so they'll think I wasn't Yotzei the Mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah. So I have to light another menorah over there. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran, the Ramah quotes the Ran that you don't say a bracha when you madlik the second menorah, because you only say a bracha when you're performing a mitzvah, when you're doing something to avoid violating an avera. If a person shaves with a shaver, he doesn't want to violate the iser, shaving with a razor. So you don't say a bracha shekasham shalson shalol galech betar. You're avoiding violation of an avera. Let's say I buy kosher food instead of buying treif food. So you say a bracha. You don't say a bracha when you're about to avoid violation of an avera. You only say a bracha when you're going to fulfill the mitzvah. It says you don't say a bracha when you light the second menorah mishum arisayin, because it's not a mitzvah. It's just avoiding violation of an avera. You don't want to violate the avera of marisayin. That people shouldn't think poorly of you. Just like there's an isha lashon hara against somebody else, there's an isha lashon hara against the person himself. He's not the balabosa of his own reputation. That he should have the right to ruin his own reputation. Not allowed to do that.
Even though writing on the second window would be a hidur mitzvah?
Why would it be a hidur mitzvah?
Four candles.
That's not the hidur mitzvah that the Chachamim were misaken. They were misaken a mahadrin, a mahadrin, and a mahadrin. They were misaken a mahadrin, ne lecha lecha v'yechod. And the Ramah understands that to mean that every member of their family lights his own menorah. Then they made another takonim hajim and hajim that moisa the hoylach. On the second night you light two candles, on the third night you light three candles, just to light two different menorahs on any given night. That's not, there never was a takonis chachamim on that. It's called the mahadrin if you follow the recommendations of the anshik nesag dola, the chachamim, who made these takonis of hadlokas hamenorah. Yeah. That's a good question. Why should people always be choshev b'kasher and think the worst of everybody else? Why shouldn't they think nicer of them? I don't know. Yeah, but he's asking, he is naki. Why should the other people be choshev b'kasher? I don't know. It's a good question. So there it says in the Ramah quotes around that you don't say a bracha when you light the extra menorah because of marasai. And here, there's a machlokes, and the accepted opinion is when you shech the ben pekuah, you do recite a bracha. So isn't that a contradiction? That's what the Meforshim is. Crazy Placey talks about that kasha of Yannis and Ebishit and others. So we don't exactly know why, But what they're assuming is the following, that marisayin is sometimes the motivation to introduce a takana derabbanan, and then has a life on its own. So here, the shum, because of this, a concern of marisayin, made a takana that ben pekuah needs a shechita min rabbanan. So then when you're shechting, you're doing a regular shechita. So you have to say a bracha. Mashenikin over there, we don't know why, over there, the marisayin is not only the, what motivated them to make a takana. Marisayin is the whole essence of the din. You have to light another menorah, mishum marisayin. So if it's only mishum marisayin, that's to avoid violation of an avera. You shouldn't cause yourself to lose your good reputation. But over here, it's more than that. Marisayin is the what motivated the chacham to make a takana. Takana was that you need shechita on a ben pekuah. So that's why the shechita has to be a shechita kohagen. That's what Tosis points out. The shechita has to be a proper shechita. Let's say you're going to use a sack and peguma. It's only Mishum Marisayin, so why do I have to check the sakan? No! The takana was midirabbana. Because of Marisayin, you have to do a proper shechita on the animal. Or let's say they'll stun. You don't allow stunning the animals before shechita because we're afraid it may be an avela, it may be a half dead, so the shechita is not chal on a stunned animal. So what about, are you allowed to stun the ben pekuah before you shecht it? So the Pashto says you're not allowed to because you have to do a real shechita, b'harai, you're saying a bracha on the shechita. But then Hilchas Treifus, there's no Marisayin on the Treifus, that they never made a takana. That's what the Tosis points out on the next Gemara. Shechita you need, and Hilchas Treifus are not a problem.
A question from something from 20 minutes ago. So if you have a hybrid, and then it mates with a regular, so one generation down, what's the status? So now it's a quarter, three-quarters, so Can you eat it somehow, or it's not?
No, if it's part shachut, if it's part ben pekuah and part not ben pekuah, so then it doesn't lend itself to shechita.
Even many generations later, it's 1% hybrid and everything else normal.
I think so. Rashi gives a funny explanation. And Tosis said, what did Rashi have to give such a strange explanation? Rashi says, if the great-grandmother was a baspa, great-grandfather was a ben pekuah, or great-grandmother was a bas pekuah, whatever it was, and the mate was not. So the vlad is going to be 50-50, then the grandchild is going to be 25-75, fine. So Rashi says, so part of the animal was nishchat 5 years ago, and you're going to shech the rest of the animal now, it's going to be shehiyah. En l'hashiyah g'dayla mizu. Because you shechted 25% of it was nishchat 5 years ago when I shechted the great-grandmother, and the rest of them go to shechta. The Tosis says, what did Rashi have to say? A funny loshen. En lecha shir gedoy lemizu. If you pause in the middle of the shechita too long, so the shechita is a psul. The Tosis said, even if there wouldn't exist a din of shehiyah on the books at all, it's no good. A ben pekuah doesn't lend itself to shechita, period. It doesn't lend itself to shechita. So the vlad is part ben pekuah, so it doesn't lend itself to shechita.
But didn't you just say that we do, because the marasayin, if we shechta, we shechta with a bracha?
Yes.
So what do you mean it doesn't lend itself to shechita? Both sides, you would shechta with a bracha.
No. First you have to establish, no, if you have, the whole animal is a ben pekuah. So menateretz muta b'achila. But you have a din midrabbanan, marisayin, so then midrabbanan you need a real shechita k'shera, shechita k'oigen. Then you say a bracha on the shechita. Here you have an animal that's part ben pekuah, part not ben pekuah. So you can't eat it the way it is.
And
it
does. Both the madi shechta with a bracha and the vadi shechta with a bracha. Okay,
one's with their
bottom, one's with
their right,
that's a
statement.
And somehow that takes it
in like the Yeah, that, on the level of the right, ain't like takana. The dinim midirabonim, the chumra that you have to shech the father also, even though the father was a ben pekuah, that can't lead up to kulas.
What happened to the farm in Argentina?
What?
The guy in Argentina, the farm,
Dallas. From Australia, yeah.
So what did you said that?
He's a character, so he...
But you have to have a bracha, right?
You need a bracha, yeah.
We did do a bracha.
You have to check with a bracha, so the shechita has to be a shechita k'shera.
You
have to check for treifus.
Yeah.
You have to check for treifus. So when they... Right, so checking for treifus slows down the whole slaughterhouse procedure. They pay the same whether you rent a slaughterhouse to Sheikh Nevelis, for non-Jews to slaughter the velas, or you shech the slaughterhouse to shech shevas. So, and they shech kosher, they have to check for treifus, so it slows down the whole process. So you pay the same amount of money, you get much less for your money. But he wanted to lower the prices of the behemoth. Then he wanted to show the Australian government, we'll go along with them, we'll stun all the animals before the shechtim. He's going to stun all of the ben pekuas. Not going to stun. But that's a problem. If he stun the animal before he shechted, so if the shechit is only a marasayin, afyotzit design, so maybe it's okay. But it's not just afyotzit design. You say bracha on the shechit of the ben pekuas. It means that midirabanan, what motivated them to make a takana was marasayin, but then they made a takana, you really need shechit. So if you're going to stun the animal, the ben pekuas, before he shechted, so it's a sofik nevela. True, treifas doesn't bother us, but nevelas bother us. It's not mekel. Midirabbanan, they require shechita. So when you do a mitzvah midirabbanan, you also say a bracha. When you light the menorah on Chanukah, when you read the Megillah on Purim, the Gemara says you also say a bracha. Even though it's not really true, Asher Kedushanah the mitzvah. So the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't instruct us to shech ben pekuas. And I thought you don't have to, but you still say Kedushanah mitzvah on tzivano, even on a mitzvah midirabbanan. So they declared that a ben pekuas needs shechita midirabbanan. So it becomes a mitzvah midirabbanan. So you need a bracha. Yeah. That's the accepted no opinion.
There's no
avera of bracha levatola. They required a bracha. They required because you're doing a mitzvah and they're abon, so they required a bracha. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. There were two versions of what Abai said. Is it enough with a dova tamua, one dova tamua, or do you have to have dafke my time a trade to me? It's a kolad. Ben Kluta, Ben Pekua. You need trade to me, Mitka Tchiri Inshi. Now the Gemara has the Shalaha. Do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri? Or do we paskin that there is? Rav Shimon Shizuri seems to hold, even if the animal is 5 years old, roaming around, is doing work on the farm, Charish Basode, there's no Marisai. So we know we don't paskin like that. We paskin that there is an issue of Marisai Midirabba. Rav Shimon Shizuri holds it's always going to be a Dova Tamur. Everyone is always going to know about it. He doesn't think that there's an issue of marasai. Yeah. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Maybe we should pass on like Rav Shimon Shizuri. Where's the Gemara? Am Rav Chanina, lochik Rav Shimon Shizuri. Chen hoi Rav Shimon Shizuri, mate bibno, ben bino, at sof kalador. So if you have a whole ben pekua farm, so the next generation, that's what Rav Chanina thinks like that. Rav Shimon Shizuri holds there's no marisayin. Even if you have a ben pekuah farm, there's no marisayin for the Doros Haboy meter. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't think Rav Shimon Shizuri went that far. Yochanama, who mutter? Shimon Shizuri just said there's no marisayin on the ben pekuah itself. However, beno, osir, on the vlad that was born, even Rav Shimon Shizuri would agree that there would be a marisayin. So that's machlokes within Rav Shimon Shizuri. One should assume that Allah is like Rav Shimon Shizuri. What would he say by the Vlodis? Adabachov Havale Ben Pekuah, once upon a time he had a Ben Pekuah. It's not so uncommon. It's not so uncommon. Rabbi Soloveitchik said years ago, he used to give Hashgoch on a slaughterhouse in Boston. He wasn't there every day. He used to go once a week to check up. And he saw a few times Ben Pekuah. He said he saw a few times Ben Pekuah Shesua. Shesua is in Parshas Re'eh. When it lifts off all the kosher animals, an animal is only kosher if it's malager, maf is parsa. So the first animal that's listed that you're not allowed to eat is a shesua. What's a shesua? So the Gemara Nida says shesua has malager and maf is parsa, has both simone tar, should have been kosher, but it's not kosher because it has shnei gabin and shnei shadros, has two spines, has a crack and empty space in between, has two spines. So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Is there such an animal that exists in the world somewhere? And that's what the Torah is talking about. The Shesua has Shnei Gabin and Shnei Shadros, Malager, Mafiz Parsa. In which case, if that's what the Torah is talking about, such an animal exists, so that would only be Osir. That min, that type of animal is Osir. But if you would have a mutation, let's say you shech the cow, and the Ben Pekuah comes out, after you shech the mother, the Uber comes out, a Ben Pekuah Shesua. So Leitching said he saw a few times Ben Pekuah Shesua. The few times that he visited, no, a slaughterhouse. It's not so uncommon. So according to the opinion that such a type of animal does exist somewhere in African jungles, a shesua, shnei gabin a shnei shadruas, it can't survive. So a ben pekua shesua would be mutter. But the other opinion in the Gemara is that such an animal will not be able to survive. There can't be such a min of a baby. So what's the Torah talking about, an animal that doesn't exist? No, the Torah is talking about a ben pekua shesua. A ben pekua shesua, even though it should have been included in kol asher ba behema terchelu, so the din is that it's awesome. So the shaila is, what is it? Does such a type of an animal exist or not? So the Ritva Nida quotes the Ravid, he saw such an animal, it does exist, and he thinks it does exist, and therefore the Ben Kush Shizua should be Mutter. It's only also the type of animal is a Min Beri Bifni Atzma, but if it be a Ben Kush Shizua, it would be Mutter. And the others are not so convinced that that's what the Ravid saw, what the Gemara is talking about. So the Torah Tamima, and that Pasuk in Chumash, quotes from the books on zoology, that they were saying for over 100 years that there is such an animal in the African jungles that's Malagera, Mafis Parasa, and has two spines, and it does exist. There is such a thing. So the Torah Tmima writes, he thinks that we should reconsider the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. Since we know today, Imitzia, such an animal does exist, Malagera, Mafis Parasa, and has Shnei Gabin and Shnei Shadroes. So when the Halacha says that they're not allowed to eat that, that goes on that type of an animal. But if it be a Ben Pekua Shesua, then it should be Mutter. So it's interesting, the world zoologists made a mistake for over 100 years. They thought that that animal was a Malagera. And around 20 years ago, they came to the realization that it was a mistake, that it was not a Malagera. A Malagera, let's say a person chewing gum all the time, so in Yiddish you call him a Malagera. That's not called a Malagera. Malagera is the food goes down to the stomach, then it comes back and they chew it, then it goes down again, then it comes back again. So they saw this animal was always chewing, they thought it was chewing its gut. Though the food comes up from the stomach. The food, then they realize after 100 years of making such a mistake, it's not a Malagera. So far they still did not find an animal. That's Malagera and Mafis Parsa and Hashnei Gabin and Shnei Shetros. They have not yet found such an animal.
There's also a story listed in Arnevis as a Malagera, but it's not.
Yeah, that's a question. What is Arnevis? Which animal is the Arnevis? There's a Shach in Yeridea. The Shach writes, the din is that Chelev is only Mutter of a Chaya. Chelev of a Behemah is also with an Issa Chorus, and the exact same Chelev in a Chaya is Mutter in a deer. There's no prohibition of Chelev. There's an Issa of Gidah Nasha, but there's no prohibition of Chelev. So how do you establish whether any given animal is a behemah or a chayah? You have to know the shape of the horns. If it has one kind of a shape, then you know that it's a behemah. If it's another shape, you know it's a chayah. So the Shach says it's not so poshut, it's complicated to know what shape the horns have to have. So he says the minig in Vilna is, the Shach lived in Vilna till the Chemonditsky pogroms, and he had a run. Chalkas Mechoykik had a run, the Chacham Tzvi, many goyim, they all lived in Vilna at that time. So they all had a run for their lives. So at the end of his life, he didn't live in Vilna. He lived in Vilna in the first couple of years of his life. So the Shach writes that the meaning of Vilna is that you don't eat chelev of a chaya unless you have a tradition, a masar, that this animal is a chaya. Because you may make a mistake, you may judge incorrectly. So that's what it says in the Shach. So the Chayodom, Chochmas Adam, also lived in Vilna 100 years after the Shach. The Shach lived in the 1660s in Vilna when the Chemonditsky riots took place. Shach died, I think, at a very young age, 40, something like that. So the Chochmas Adam was a businessman, and he became, Satyam became a dayan in Vilna. He wrote all the Sfarim when he was in business, before he became the dayan. So he writes that the meaning of Vilna is, based on the Shach, he doesn't talk about eating chelev of a chaya if you have a masai. So the meaning is you only eat an animal. About shechting an animal, do you know that it's a kosher animal? So the minig is, even if it has malagir, mafis parsa, you don't eat the animal, unless you have a masor that it's a kosher animal, because they may be making a mistake. They may assess it incorrectly. How can you make a mistake, malagir, mafis parsa? All the world zoologists made a mistake for over 100 years. They thought that the animal in the African jungles was a malagera, and then they published in all their research papers that they made a mistake. It's not a malagira. It wasn't. The Gemara tells this about simanim by oifers. The Gemara in Perigela Trefus. The Mishnah tells you how to identify whether any. The Chumash doesn't give simanim for oifers. It gives simanim for fish, snapper, the kaskeses, then gives simanim for behema v'chaya, malager mafis parasa. And then for oifers, it doesn't give simanim. It lists off which are the non kosher birds, and all the others are kosher. But the Mishnah in Chulin gives you Atzar Hashav. The Mishnah tells you what are the simon to identify whether any given bird is a kosher bird or a trefer bird. So the Gemara tells a story that the Amoraim in Babel came upon a new bird that they never heard of before, and they judged based on the simonim and the Mishnah, must be a kosher bird. They were eating it, and then after a couple of weeks they realized that they made a mistake. It wasn't a kosher bird. So Rashi usually doesn't give you any psak halacha. Rashi just gives you commentary. Rashi writes, therefore it's a good idea, Rashi on the Gemara writes, a good idea never to eat any birds based on the simonim, unless you have a masorah from an earlier generation that this is a kosher bird, that it was already established as a kosher bird. Right, so the Ramban Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Issa the Heter. Issa the Heter is from the Ashkenazim. The Issa Heter of Deni Yoyin Ashkenazim. Yeah, so that was the issue about Turkey, that when Columbus brought back the Turkey from America to Spain, so in Spain they're all Svardim, so they don't have such a meaning, but Rashi has, that you only eat a bird if you have a masur. They rely on the simon, so they checked the turkey, has all the simonim of a kosher bird, so they ate it. And after 50 years, the Ashkenazim saw that the Svardim in Spain are eating the bird, so they said they must have had a masur. So the Ashkenazim started eating the turkey. Yeah. So then there's a whole machlekes, whether that's right or not, whether it's a proper to eat turkey. Because turkey has all the simonim of a kosher bird, but they never had a masur. So Rashi, and the Ramah quotes this from the Issa the Heta Ha'aruch, they say it's not proper. The correct practice should be, you should never eat a bird unless you have a masur, that is a kosher bird, because you may make a mistake. But here all the experts in the world made a mistake on the malagera. They thought that this animal was malagera. Then they realized that it's a mistake. It's not a malagera.
Is that why we don't eat giraffes?
No, the giraffe. I mean, because we don't have a masorah.
Yeah.
I think Rav Sadia Gordon in his commentary on Chumash, in translation, translates one of the kosher animals
Zomer.
In the Chumash as a giraffe.
Zomer.
So there is a masorah that the giraffe is kosher.
Theoretically, we could.
They did it. They shech giraffes. That in the paper, someone wrote a mezuzah on giraffe skin, but the skin is so thick and has so many holes in it, so they had to write very big letters, so the mezuzah was something like the size of his gemara. So they had a man picking up the big thing. That was the mezuzah that he made, because it was so hard to write on giraffe skin, so they had to write very big letters.
Well, all the kindness organizations share my turkey, though.
Yeah. That was the meeting in Europe that they ate turkey. So on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Shalor recommends you shouldn't eat turkey, because there's no masur on the turkey. So Rabbi David Horowitz is a Rebbe in Yeshiva. He's a descendant from the Shalor. His name was Horowitz. So he says he has cousins who won't, they'll eat chazer on Yom Kippur, but they won't eat turkey. They don't know why, they don't eat turkey. They're not allowed to eat turkey.
Why did the Ashkenazi Rabbanim not step in and say that the Sephardim didn't have a Masorah? They're just looking at Simonim. We don't do that.
What happened was it became so widespread that everybody was eating turkey. So on one occasion, the Chassidish is from, right? On one occasion, one of the Rabbanim started to tumult that it's not right. All the Jews are violating the minig of the Ramah not to eat fowl unless you have a Masorah. So they say that the Baal Shem Tov got upset and he said, now let us say Kitrig and Kalisim. The turkey is kosher and leave it like that. So more so by the Chassidim than by the Misnagdim, they felt you should never be Mekatre, so they left it like that. And some of the Misnagdim were not so keen about it, and some of the Misnagdim refrained from eating turkey.
They don't want to ever say sure about like the Native Americans are like the Asar
Shvan. Right. One of the Chulisvarm writes that the Native Americans were the lost 10 tribes and Adam Asar that the turkey is kosher. Very far-fetched. Very far-fetched, yeah. So the Gemara tells this story. Ad Barchov Havle Ben Pekua. He once had a Ben Pekua. The Nafal Duba Ale. It was attacked by a bear. And the Shiloh was, maybe the bear clawed it on the neck in such a way that it became a trefa. That's a drusa. Also the Kam Deravash Yom Ale. Zil Shachti. It's okay, you can shecht. You're permitted to shecht it. There's no chashash. That's what Tosfos says. The nafal dubal alei, even though we pass on that mishum marisan, you need shechita, but you don't have to worry about the trefas. Trefas, they were never goizu. That's not so conspicuous. So there's no marisan on that. So what does the Gemara raise in Isha? Amalei. So Rabashi told me she shecht. Amalei v'homa maziri. Amar Rabchanin alocha kerb shim shizuri. Chanin ham shim shizuri. Mat b'bno b'bno. Al sof kol adoras. That what? That is no marisain. Fidu Rabbi Yechon lo kamel b'bno. Avalihu loy. On the behem itself there's no marisain. So why is zil shachte? Why do I have to shecht it? It should be mutter to shoot it. Amalei Rabbi Yechon adir Rabbi Shim shizuri kamar. Not that he's paskanek Rabbi Shim shizuri. Rabbi Yochanan and the others were saying, "V'tin Rabbi Shimon Shizuri," and he holds that there's no marisayin. Is it only on the ben pekuah itself, or even on the ben pekuah farm? In other words, the Rabbi Yochanan would pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. He do need shchit. He do need shchit in the rabban. Frag Mar Kashe v'Hamar Rabin Bachanina Hamar Ula Hamar Rabchanina Halach Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. We should pass on like him. But lo yoid. Not only that, Alakom Malkum Shana. He's hardly ever quoted. Shimon Shizuri, how is it ever quoted? Same thing Gemara has of Leza ben Yankiv is Kavinoki. Kavni means he's hardly ever quoted, like a Kav is a small volume, but he's Noki. Whenever Rav Leza ben Yankiv says a din, we always pass him like his sheet. So the same thing Reb Shimon Shizur, he's hardly ever quoted, so we say, Kol Mok, M'Shoshan, Reb Shimon Shizur, Mishnah Seinu, whenever they quote him, Alocha Kemoisai. So if we pass like Reb Shimon Shizur, so there's no Mar sign at all. So why Zil Shachte? What do you have to Shachte for? So he says, I don't hold like that. I hold that we don't pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Anoki Hosvirle. I only hold like the following. The Rabbi Yenison, Halachi Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Ben Mesukan of the Jumas Maisel Shavmai. We only pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri two cases. Not Komok Mishishana. Not every time that he says a halacha we pass on like him. We only pass on like him in two cases. What are the two cases? One is Mesukan, and the second one is Jumas Maisel Shavmai. Mesukan this not. What's the din? A man authorizes a sefer to write a get for his wife. But he didn't tell the sofer to give the get to his wife. Man is healthy. He's not nervous. He's not sick or anything. He says, write a get for my wife. So he never authorized him to give it. So if the sofer writes the get and gives it, he was never authorized to give it. So the get is no good. But what if his hayotze bikoilor, the Romans arrested a man and they put him in handcuffs and they put a collar on his neck. And they're going to kill him, and he wants to relieve his wife from the need for chalitza, or she'll never know whether he's alive or dead. So he says, write a get for my wife, and they're taking him away in the police car. What do you mean, write a get for my wife? When is he ever going to come back to give the get? What is he giving instruction to write a get? Obviously, he's so tzitum. That means, write a get, give my wife a get. I love her, and I want to be mater. She shouldn't remain in Aguna. So the Rishonah Hayom, originally, the earlier Tanoim said, if the guy's taken away by the soldiers, the Omar Kisru get liishti, he didn't mean Kisru, Hareli Yichtu will be Yitnu. Self understood, he meant Kisru Tanu get liishti. He's also tumult, he forgot to say Tanu, but it's an umdad in the Mucha. Chazru Lerman, a later generation, they added on, Afan Beforish, even if a person is about to go on a trip, he's going to go by boat for a long, long time, he doesn't know if he'll ever come back alive, he doesn't know if he'll ever see his wife. So he says, kiss for get lishti. What means kiss right a get? And when I come back sometime in another 5 years, I'll give my wife a get. Obviously, he meant kiss for tenu get lishti. So Chaz Yolayim, a later generation, they added on Afam Beforish. A guy goes on a long trip. Now they went rowing. He went for a long trip to the other side of the ocean. He doesn't know if there is another side to the ocean. He doesn't know what's on the other side. By Yotze B'Shayor, a guy goes on a business trip, long trip. Shemishazuriyayim, Afam Mesukan. If the guy's a Chayla Mesukan, is on his deathbed. And he says, write a get for my wife. He doesn't mean write a get and give it to me and I'll decide whether I want to give it. He's holding by Gesisa now. So it's an umdin in the mucha that he meant. Kiswa tenu. He didn't only mean kiss. So we pass on like Rav Shem Shizuri by the Mesukan case. Then by Chumas Maisu Shal Demai, at the end of the Baisheni period, we learned in the end of Masechus Saitos. So towards the end of the Baisheni period, there were a lot of people who fell into the category of Am Ha'aretz. They weren't so medactic and afreshes, trumas, and maestras. So they said, even if one of the Hamaynam says, I was mafresh, trumas, and maestras, you shouldn't believe them, even though Erechad is them and be Surim. And the fellow seems to be a religious person. And Rog Am Ha'aretz were master, and hey, the right is that they were mafresh maestras. But you can never tell. So they made a chumr, it's a big chumr, that you don't believe in Am Ha'aretz, unless it's Mekabel Dibuch Averis, in the presence of the Bezna of three, and he committed himself, he promised that he's always going to be Mafish Chumas Amaisis. But if he was never officially Mekabel Dibuch Averis, so everyone else had a din of Am Ha'aretz, so he's not Bagloik, he's not Nemet Al Amaisis.
But Trumos he was. They weren't
Trumah, they never messed around with. Shumagadayla, they knew you got to be mafish. But Maiserishin, who gets Maiserishin? The Levim. Why do the Levim get Maiserishin? Because they're supposed to sit and learn in the Kolo. I should support the Kolo, Nick. Truma, okay. They're giving karpanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Someone has to do it, so that's Avodas Hashem. But you support the Levim because Shevet Levi is supposed to be sitting and learning. So the Amorites decide, I'm not mukhif to support the Kolo. So they didn't realize that it's an Isa Misa B'dei Shemaim. If you eat Tevel, not only Tevel HaTovel the Truma Gedolah, Tevel HaTovel the Maisa Rishon, Tevel HaTovel the Maisa Oni, is also Misa B'dei Shemaim. It's also Osir. It may not be Misa B'dei Shemaim, it's also Osir. So what happens? Tumas Maisa Shaldamai, you have to be Mafrish Maisa Rishon, then you have to be Mafrish Maisa Mina Maisa. So Maisa Mina Maisa is 1%, because the Maisa Rishon is 10% from the whole Tvuah. Then you mafrish 10% from that, so 1/10 of 1/10 is going to be 1%. So there's a chumra midirabbanon that truma is not bottle b'shishim. Truma, if it's mimimino, you have to have mayo. This shows something more needed. That's only a chumra midirabbanon. Min haTorah is bottle b'shishim. haTorah is bottle b'roiv. If it's mimimino, haTorah is bottle b'roiv. So the worst you could have required is shishim. So midirabbanon, they made a chumra you need. Mayo, you have to have 100 units of heter against the 1 unit of truma. So the Mishnah says, what happens? You have truma's meiser shodamai, so chazulim kaima, it fell back into the other mixture. So it's 99 to 1. It's almost 100 to 1, but it's only 99 to 1. So minatar is bottle already. But midirabbanan, it's not bottle because the truma's meiser has a din like truma gedayla, that you need mayo. So Reb Shimon Shizuri Aimer, Apuchol Shola Ba'ochla Apiv. It's a Hefsid Mamad over here. It's a Hefsid Meruba. You have 99 units of Heter and 1 unit of Iser, and everything is also Li'ochlo. Everything is only Mutter, the Kohanim, to eat it. So Bishabbos, that's a Mishnah that all the Tanaim agree. Bishabbos, if you need food on Shabbos, you have to eat some Demai, and you weren't Mafrish before Shabbos, you're not supposed to. Ben Hashmashes, you can eat Mafrish Demai. But you're not allowed to mafrish demai on Shabbos. So there's a din the Mishnais have. If he asks the Am Haaretz and he tells you if he was mafrish the maestris, if he tells you this on Shabbos, aim at Shabbos all over. The Am Haaretz is afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. The Talmid Chacham know that there's no bigger avera than telling a lie on Shabbos and on the weekdays. But the Am Haaretz think that it's a bigger avera to tell a lie on Shabbos. And maybe in the weekdays they'll tell a lie. They'll swear on a stack of Bibles that are mafrish maestris, and it's not true. But on Shabbos, they're not going to lie. So that's one heter. If you get stuck and you have to eat demai on Shabbos, if the Amoritz tells you on Shabbos, I was mafrish maestris, so you can believe him. You can eat on Shabbos. Once you make Abdullah, then you shouldn't continue to eat. Then you should be mafrish on the demai. But whatever you want to eat on Shabbos, you can rely on Amoritz. And now Reb Shimon Shizuri says, even on the weekdays, there's sometimes a heter. What's the heter? If the Trumas Maisa Shaldamai fell back in Limkomo, fell and you only have 99 units of heter against the 1 unit of Isa, so you don't have Meyo, but he says, Shalom, yes, the Amoritz, Ve'ochla Pip. If the Amoritz tells you he was Mafrish, so Mikra Adin the Raisa Yedachot is Neman. Mikra Adin, it's two reasons why it should be good. The Amoritz tells me he was Mafrish, he should have Nemanis, and Rob Amoritz Am Asmane, the whole thing is only a Chumra. In such a case, they never made the Chumra. So he says, my tradition is we only pass Reb Shimon Shizuri in these two cases, not Kol Mokim Shoshana. So that's how we pass. We don't pass like Reb Shimon Shizuri in our Mishnah. We pass like the Chachamim that you do need Shechita Midrabban in Mishnah Marisai. We even say that you say a Brocha on the Shechita. Okay. Yeah, this week is Parshas Kisete. In addition to being the regular Parshas HaShavua, it's a special Kriyas HaTorah of two different zechiras. The Gemara points out that there's a mitzvah to lay Parsha Zohar. Zohar is Shoshas Alucha Molek, but Derech B'Tzeis Kmasayim, that's the Maftir, the very end of Parsha's Kisaytse. And some Rishonim hold that it's a chiyuv to lay once a year, every year, once every couple of years, to lay Parsha Zohar mitoch haksab. Some say, bo asor, you need a minyan, you're not yotze if you say on your own. After name from a kosher sefer Torah, a real kriyas haTorah deraisa, that's Parsha Zohar. And the Shabbos before Purim, we make an announcement. Parsha Zohar, we have a special haftorah. The Gabbai in Yeshiva makes an announcement. Everybody should have in mind to be yotze. You shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. You should only say Amen. And even it says in Shulchan Aruch, even the people who don't go to shul every Shabbos, because it's too far for them. They live in a village, but Parsha Zohar, everybody has to go to shul. Parsha Zohar is a Kriya Deraisa. But in addition to Zechiras Amalek, there's also Zechiras Chet Miriam in Parshas Kiseitze. It says we should remember the sin that Miriam did, that she spoke Lashon Hara against her brother. Yeah, what is Zechiras Chet Miriam? So the Chofetz Chaim wrote a few small svarim. So one of the small svarim is called Zohar LeMiriam. You should remember the sin of Miriam. What was the sin of Miriam? That she spoke Lashon Hara. That was, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a lot about Lashon Hara. He wrote this whole little pamphlet about even though Miriam meant L'toivas her brother, she loved him, she didn't mean anything bad, but still she spoke Lashon Hara. Look, she was punished with Tzaras, so even though she didn't mean anything bad, so we should all remember the story of Lashon Hara. So the Shaila is, that Taka Zechiras Chet Miriam, that's what it means. Rav Soloveitchik said over from Rav Cook in the Siddur Oil HaSriya, it's hard to believe that this is one of the Sheish Zechiras. Lashon Hara is a terrible Avera, and the Gemara says Lashon Hara causes so much aggravation to people, and because the one who talks Lashon Hara is going to burn again, and the one who listens to Lashon Hara, the one about whom the Lashon Hara is told, you can destroy his reputation. But still, this is one of the Ikari HaMuna that you have. One of the Sheish Zechiras is to remember the story of Lashon Hara, how serious the Avera of Lashon Hara is. So Rav Cook has in his Siddur a suggestion, Rav Soloveitchik liked it. And maybe Zechiras Chet Miriam means a different thing. You look in Parshas Bahaloscha, so when they spoke Lashon Hara, Aharon and Miriam spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, so what happened was that they were picking Esrul Ishavimisha, Sheyadaita, Kem Ziknehom, Mishaitu, they were picking a Sanhedrin of 70 people. And Tzipora, Eshes Moshe, separated from her husband after Maimon HaSinai. So she gave a krechts. She was standing with the women, and the men were standing separately. So she gave a krechts. Ay rachmanis on their wives. They won't be able to live with their husbands anymore. So Miriam said, "What's epis? I'm a nevuah. I live with my husband." And Aaron says, "I live with my wife. We have nevuah. Who says just because you're only?" That's when Miriam says, "Who does my brother think that he is? What does he think that he's somebody special? You can be a nevuah. You can live with your spouse also." So the Rabban Shalom punished them, and he said, he must be a Baal Gaiva, she said, must be. Rabban Shalom said, "No, Moshe Rabbeinu is Adam Mikol Adam. He never told you that his Nevuah is on a much higher level." So the Rambam counts that as two different Ikari HaMuna. One Ikari HaMuna, we believe in Nevuah. We believe that it's possible to have prophecy. There are those philosophers who think that it's impossible. Logically, it's impossible. How can it be that God is infinite, man is finite? How can there be communication between the infinite God and a human being? We believe that there can be communication. There was communication. There's Nevuah and there's Tefillah. Tefillah, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Tefillah is the other direction. We communicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He communicates to us. When He communicates to us, that's called Nevuah. We daven, that's called Tefillah. So that's all included in one Ikaret Emunah. We believe that Nevuah is possible. Then the Rambam has another Ikaret Nevuah from the Yud Gimel Ikaret Emunah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi of all. So that Iker and Emunah is what was Nizgala in Parshas Baal Oischa. When Miriam started to say Lashon Hara against her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, who does he think he is? It went to his head. And then the Baruch Shalom said, "No, you don't realize he's Zanim Mikol Adam. I told him, I told him to be Parish Min Ha'isha. He's the Adon HaNevim. He's at the highest level of Nevuah." So that's what it means. Zechiras Chet Miriam. We should remember the lesson, the Iker and Emunah, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNevi'im, that if any other Navi comes and he contradicts what Moshe Rabbeinu says, even if the other Navi gives us some opsim, and it looks like he has demonstrated Al Pidin that he's a Navi, you can't listen to any Navi who's going to contradict what Moshe Rabbeinu said. If a Navi tells you, Elohai Ra'a Shoy, you should smoke a cigar on Shabbos, or do some little Avera, big Avera, whatever, okay, so you listen to the Navi, Elohai Ra'a Shoy. But if the Navi comes to contradict the Din and the Torah, he says, the Baruch Shalom doesn't care anymore for a shatnas, doesn't care anymore for a kohen marrying grushas. So it's biodua that is a novi asheker, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevim, no one can contradict his nevuah. So basically, this is really a repeated theme from Parsha Shoftim. And last week's, where we just read last Shabbos, Parsha Shoftim, you have the din of a oivra al divrei novi. If a novi gives you an instruction and you don't listen, you violate what he said, Anochi Edrish Me'imoy. Whoever doesn't listen to the Navi, Anochi Edrish Me'imoy, is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Menchas Chinuch is bothered with Akasha, If anyone who violates the Navi is Misa B'dei Shamayim, so anybody who talks Lashon Hara, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, he told this is a din of Lashon Hara. Anybody who wakes up late and doesn't say Kriya Shema Bizmana is over on a din deraisa. Every din deraisa that was said by Moshe Rabbeinu is over on Direi Navi. So what do you have such a short list of Misa B'dei Shamayim? Well, all the Taryag mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu said is over on Direi Navi. It can't be. It's a very short list of Eilu Shebe Misa. So Tosefta and quoted in the Sanhedrin, that Pegim or Pedon. So there are different terutz and given on that kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik developed the teretz 80 years ago, and then he repeated it when he gave the hesped for his uncle, Maderdech Midoy. So he repeated it at that time. He said, Oival Divei Novi applies to Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu said they're not allowed to leave over the month. That was a Hirua Shah. Or when Moshe Rabbeinu said they were mechuyev to knock on the next on neighbor's doors in Mitzrayim, and they're Pesach to ask for matanas for visas Mitzrayim. So whoever wouldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu would be Oval Divei Novi. Oval Divei Novi doesn't mean the person who said it is a Novi. It means it's Beteris Nevuah. Beteris Nevuah means by definition the Hayru Ashoah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said over things that were Hayru Ashoah. But whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said over that it's a Din L'Doiras, that's not called, that's a higher level. That's worse than Oval Divei Novi. It's Oval Divei Torah. Torah Mitzvahs means Dinim that are binding L'Doiras. So whatever's Torah mitzvahs, there's a whole system. Sometimes Mises Bezdin, sometimes Malkus. That's not called Oival Divrei Navi Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Oival Divrei Navi means, if it's Beteris Navu, if it's Beteris Hayruah Shah, then it's called Oival Divrei Navi. So that's today. That's the accepted answer to the Minchas Chodesh Kasha. Everybody assumed that's the answer. Okay, so that's the Zechiras Chet Miriam. I did not know Mara.
Anybody from Mara? Any meeting from Mara? Can't
speak from Mara?
How are you? Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.